B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
The presidential debate goes off the rails. Governor Baker announces the latest reopening plans and how you can be in the next Netflix blockbuster. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Naya Rivera's ex speaks about her sister moving in with him. Hear what he says is the heartbreaking reason for the move.
Leroy has your sports.
Sundays in the NFL are already weird, but now you have to wonder if it will all disappear altogether.
But first, man, I'm so glad I didn't watch the first presidential debate between Trump and Joe Biden was last night, and it was a rhymes with sit show. During the 90-minute debate, there was interrupting, talking over each other, Biden telling Trump to shut up, man.
Ooh, I got this clip. Hold on.
Why wouldn't you answer that question?
Because the question is,
moderator Chris Wallace losing all control of the situation. One of the main takeaways for a lot of people was Trump's refusal to condemn white supremacy and instead telling white supremacist group Proud Boys to stand back and stand by.
I'm willing to do anything. I want to see peace.
Then do it, sir.
Say it. What do you want to call them? Give me a name.
White supremacists and white supremacists and white
Proud Boys. Stand back and stand by.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
They need a UFC referee up on stage to be like, yo, relax, 2 minutes. You point to the guy that's supposed to talk.
Just shut off mics. Like, I mean, who watched
Yes, I watched.
Melissa and Lear. Like, will you watch it again?
Yes.
Like, knowing what happened?
Yes. No. Because you know why? It's one of those things like when you see a bad accident, it's such a train wreck that you have to look at it. That's kind of what it was. And yes, it was frustrating. Yes, I was very embarrassed watching it because all I could think of was friends and people I know in other countries watching it going, what the hell are you guys doing over there?
I don't know, man.
It was embarrassing.
I saw the highlights and it just reminded me of a second date update. They really did. Two people just yelling over each other over nonsense.
I need to protect my peace. And the fact that you all watched it like right before bed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, my God. Maybe if it was in the afternoon and you had a chance to recover.
You know what made it worse was afterwards I did the whole CNN, Fox, back and forth.
You watch the post-debate commentary. Yeah.
You all are brave people.
CNN trashing Trump and Fox trashing Biden,
but for me, it was more so I wanted to see what the undecided voters that they had were thinking about it and if they had made up their mind after watching the debate.
I don't get undecided right now.
I think at this point, yeah, if you're undecided at this point, I'm like, I don't know what you're looking for. What are you listening for at this point? Like, are you like, well, I really need to know what their foreign policy is. Like, you have to be decided. And if you're not decided, then you shouldn't be allowed to vote at this stage. You shouldn't.
Maybe somebody who's undecided can call us right now.
Yeah. Let me know.
Because I'm curious, too.
Seriously.
Well, register to vote. If you're not, vote. I can't wait. The first second I get a chance, I'm going. Governor Baker announced that he signed an order for some towns and cities to enter the second step of phase three of the reopening plan for Massachusetts. So cities and towns designated lower risk will be able to move on starting Monday, October 5th. So that means that indoor performance venues and certain recreational attractions like roller rinks and laser tag in those cities and towns can reopen. The state's limit on organized public outdoor gatherings has also been raised from 50 to 100 people in lower risk communities. And who wants to be in a Netflix blockbuster? So they're currently casting for a new movie that'll be shot this year in South Boston and other areas in Massachusetts. And they're going to need thousands of background actors. Ooh. How are we doing this in a pandemic? I don't get it. So Judith Booley, who did an open casting call last summer for an Adam Sandler movie at Marblehead High, said that this time they're going to have to do interviews by Zoom. And apparently the movie's a big secret, but it's reportedly huge, has a stunning script, and the stars are unbelievable.
This sounds like Donald Trump whenever he talks about some policy he came up with.
That's the most vague description ever.
It's a huge script, stars unbelievable. We're going to need to interview you to be in the background. We're going to interview someone to stand in the background of a movie? Really?
I want to do it.
Well, if you want to apply, go to Judith Booley Casting.
Okay.
It's Booley. JudithBooleyCasting.com. Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, more drama in the Tory Lanez, Megan Thee Stallion shooting. It looks like Megan and her BFF Kelsey have unfollowed each other on Instagram. Kelsey's the one who was with Megan and Tory the night of the shooting, and since then has been strangely quiet. You know, we've heard from Tory, we've heard from Megan, so where is Kelsey? Well, a mutual friend of both Megan and Kelsey posted on her Instagram story, "You coward ass mouse bitch. Why you ain't say ish? But Meg's supposed to be your best friend? That's not how best friends work." She then told a story about how Tory called Kelsey the night of the shooting, and she was listening in on the conversation, and Tory was crying, saying how sorry he was for shooting Megan and how he was too drunk, and then implying the only way Kelsey would keep quiet is if someone paid her to. Regardless for the reason for the falling out, the investigation is ongoing, so this will probably get a lot more interesting. The Whitney Houston hologram that was supposed to appear on The Voice years ago is finally here. Only problem is, Whitney's estate had no idea it was happening. Producer Scott Storch has teamed up with Hologram USA, the same company who gave us the Michael Jackson and Tupac holograms. He put on a variety show that featured live performances as well as cameos from icons past. Now, the show already aired, and at one point during the show, Whitney's hologram flashed on the screen. And it's the same hologram that was supposed to do a duet with Christina Aguilera on the finale of The Voice. But Whitney's estate pulled the plug, saying they didn't like the look of the hologram. Well, apparently the creator, Alki David, wasn't done with it. He went back in, he finished it, and decided to use it for Scott Storch's show. But word is, Whitney's estate still not happy and is now exploring legal options, so don't look for a Whitney hologram TV show or a tour anytime soon. And yesterday, I told you guys how Naya Rivera's sister, Nikayla, had moved in with Naya's ex, Ryan Dorsey, and was helping him with their son, Josie. Of course, all the speculation was going around social media that the two are messing around, that they're in a relationship, but the comments were too much for Ryan, who posted a tearful message yesterday on his Instagram. Now, we started by talking about how emotionally drained he's been since Naya's death.
I probably lost a little over 20 pounds. I don't get good sleep. I'm sad every day. I wake up. I go to sleep sad. I think to myself how lucky I am to still have my mom and to have her help out in my life still. And then I think about how he won't have that same opportunity.
He went on to address, too, all of the speculation that he and Nikayla have been in a relationship. According to Ryan, the reason Nikayla moved in with him is because his son asked her to.
And then he asked me if TT can live with us. I want TT to live with us forever because she's now the closest thing that he has to a mom. Because you're going to need all the help you can get as a single parent trying to build your career and navigate this. You deal with it every hour of every day for 80 plus days now.
Awful. That's the setup. That's the setup. And then eventually they're going to fall in love.
Stop it.
Are you serious? Right? That's the setup. He's doing it. He's making you feel sad because of what the son said. And then
if you go and watch it, you definitely feel for him and you believe him. I mean, he kept going, but went on to say about the relationship part of it. He's like, I wish I was worried about a relationship right now. He's like, I'm not even thinking about that. I'm thinking about having to live with this pain. Right. Every single day and our child. And it was gut wrenching. And then he pleaded with people to think before they post on social media. All right. Here's Leroy with sports.
All right. Back in January, Alex Cora was let go by the Sox for his part in the cheating scandal with the Houston Astros. Now, you fast forward to today. The Sox season is over. They let go of the manager. And now the talk is all about bringing Alex Cora back.
He'll be back.
Manage the team. That's right. Make it happen. Make it happen.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, hey, you know what? We just got caught cheating. Everyone does it. We got caught, but we won at the end of the day, didn't
we? That's right. Yesterday, we talked about Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban picking up former and troubled NBA player Delonte West from a gas station. Well, I am happy to report that Delonte was reunited with his family, and he has been checked into rehab. Oh, 2020 is the year everyone wants to move on from, but not Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Think about it. He won the Super Bowl, was MVP of the game. In July, he signed the biggest contract in sports history. He got engaged, and yesterday it was announced that him and his fiance are expecting. All right? Don't be jealous, people. He's having a great year. And there's trouble in the NFL. The Tennessee Titans and Minnesota Vikings have closed their facilities after 8 Titans players have tested positive for coronavirus. I know. That's the, you know, I love that music, but despite that, the NFL wants the upcoming game for this Sunday for the Titans to go on as scheduled.
Really?
Yeah, and if not, if they can't do it this Sunday, they're thinking about maybe moving it to Monday. So, hey.
Because that one day.
Hey. Bet the house on whoever the hell's playing against the Titans.
Right. Major League Wild Card, the Wild Card round continues. It is 8 games deep.
What?
There's 8 games today. So I don't even have the time to tell you all those games. I'm not going to do it, but there's 8. And since Hot 96.9 is the station that brought throwbacks back to Boston, I feel like taking sports fans back with this. Game 1 of the NBA Finals, Lakers Heat tip-off is at 9 o'clock. I know the Celtics should have been there, but they're not. So I guess around here, we saying go Heat. It's always, we got to beat the Lakers. Go
definitely.
Heat. Go Heat.
Nobody wants to see
LeBron
the Lakers.
I don't want LeBron to win.
Yeah.
I don't want him to win anymore. I'm sick of the conversation between him and MJ. LeBron's great, but he's no MJ.
That's
I don't
right.
want to win any more titles.
Oh, my God. We agree. We agree.
Yes.
And that's just sports.
All right. Your good news today. Kavanaugh Bell is a pretty special second grader. So during the summer, the 7-year-old from Maryland was hard at work helping others. After a road trip a while ago with his mother, he was moved by the community struggles at the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota, considered one of the poorest places in America. So Kavanaugh raised money and supplies and last week loaded up a 53-foot truck and delivered them to the reservation. Not only that, he also founded his own nonprofit called Cool and Dope to combat bullying and to spread positivity. He says that he wants to teach people that they can have an impact no matter their age, no matter if you're 8, 10, or even his grandma's age, 74, and you can do anything. That's your good news in this report made hot by Sullivan Tire and Auto Service.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.